Can stem cell therapy help kidney disease? Dr. David Green, Arizona. Developments in stem cell research by a former orthopedic surgeon, Dr. David Green, Arizona, have yielded promising discoveries for treating kidney failure. Researchers are actively exploring methods to enhance the regenerative capacity of kidney cells. In a remarkable breakthrough, scientists from the Harvard Stem Cell Institute have pinpointed mesenchymal cells, a type of stem cell that plays a crucial role in kidney repair. What is kidney failure? When your kidneys can no longer function properly, it's called kidney failure or renal failure. This can happen suddenly and temporarily, acute, or slowly worsen over time, chronic. Kidney failure is the most severe form of kidney disease and can be fatal if left untreated. Without proper treatment, someone with kidney failure may only survive for a few days or weeks. Whom does kidney failure affect? While kidney failure can affect anyone, certain factors can increase the likelihood of developing this condition. These include having diabetes, high blood pressure, hypertension, heart disease, a family history of kidney disease, abnormal kidney structure, being Black, Hispanic, Native American, Alaska Native, or First Nation, being over 60 years old, having a long history of taking pain relievers, including over-the-counter products such as non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs. When to seek medical help. Although many individuals may not exhibit symptoms during the initial stages of kidney disease, it is essential to understand that chronic kidney disease, CKD, can still damage the body, even without noticeable symptoms. The symptoms of CKD and kidney failure can differ from person to person, but several common signs may indicate your kidneys are not functioning correctly, such as extreme fatigue, nausea and vomiting, confusion or difficulty concentrating, swelling, particularly around your hands, ankles, or face, increased urination, muscle spasms or cramps, dry or itchy skin, a reduced appetite or metallic taste in the mouth. It is imperative that an individual promptly seek medical assistance if any of these symptoms persist for more than a week without any discernible underlying cause or condition. How is kidney failure treated? The approach to treating kidney failure hinges on the primary cause and severity of the condition. In chronic medical conditions, treatment may help decelerate the progression of kidney disease. However, if kidney function declines gradually, healthcare providers may rely on various techniques to monitor your health and sustain kidney function for as long as possible. These techniques may involve regular blood tests, blood pressure checks, medications. If kidney failure occurs, immediate treatment is necessary to preserve life. There are two primary treatment modalities for kidney failure: dialysis and kidney transplant. Dr. David Green, Arizona, regenerative therapy has emerged as a game changer in patients' healing journey, offering an alternative to prolonged wait times for kidney transplants and the associated limitations of long-term medication use. By accelerating the healing process, this therapy has proven to be highly effective in relieving patients seeking a more efficient and viable treatment option. Stem cell therapy for kidney failure. An expected result of using stem cell therapy would be a noticeable decrease in inflammatory markers compared to the levels before the treatment and a slight improvement in kidney function. Although this improvement may not be significant enough to stop a patient from requiring dialysis after just one therapy, the aim is to reduce the frequency of dialysis needed. These stem cells can be injected into the body to stimulate the restoration of damaged kidney tissue and mitigate widespread inflammation. Moreover, stem cells have demonstrated promising outcomes when used with organ transplants, potentially obviating the need for lifelong immunosuppressant medications. How do stem cells help with kidney disease? After undergoing stem cell therapy, expect a significant decrease in inflammatory markers compared to their levels before treatment and a slight improvement in kidney function. Although this may not be adequate to eliminate the need for dialysis after the initial therapy, the aim is to minimize the frequency of dialysis sessions. Conclusion. Stem cell therapy shows promising potential for treating kidney failure, with researchers exploring ways to enhance the regenerative capacity of kidney cells. By stimulating the restoration of damaged kidney tissue and mitigating inflammation, stem cells could reduce the frequency of dialysis sessions needed. With kidney failure affecting hundreds of thousands of individuals in the United States, Dr. David Green has been influential in R3 stem cell developments, offering hope for more effective and cost-efficient treatments.